Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Country.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Right? That's where I come from.
Oh, yeah. I was born by God's dear grace.
Well, that's rather fascist of you to say.
In an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes.
No, that's where we're from. The USA, baby.
Eagle fly.
Greatest country on the face of the earth.
Amen, brother.
Born on third base.
Big old land with counties.
Just from being born in the United States of America and the opportunity that it
happiness
provides all of us. Hey, busy show today. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, as we do every Friday. If you want to make sure you get your questions in, I always encourage folks to call our 24/7 line where you can leave a message. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Leave a message and we'll get that in early for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And you can text us, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. John Hinterrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. They have a new report out on the impact of energy in North Dakota. We'll talk about that. Jim, the flagpole guy, will be here as well, and some open phone time to start the program. Here's the telephone number to call us about anything on your mind today. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. If it's on your mind, it's fair game right here on the program today, whatever that might be, okay? All right, fellas, what is the thing that turns off most Americans about Donald Trump? In other words, if you had to say what criticism of him most puts people in the mushy middle, you know, kind of turned away. I'm not talking about...
Oh, he's so mean.
Right. He's mean.
Those mean tweets.
Mean tweets, right?
So personality kind of would come down to
it. Yeah. Exactly.
I think it's his rhetoric a little bit, again, yeah. By some, and I think Todd nailed it, mean tweets.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you want cheap gas or mean tweets, right? So the perception of Donald Trump is that he's mean, again, among the mushy middle and the left, and, you know, this is, if you really drill down with somebody on Trump and says, like, Trump, what don't you like? Well, you know, the tweets, I wish he would just, you rarely hear, oh, the economy didn't roar enough.
Karen calls him Osama bin Trump, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
if you're not aware of that one, that one I hadn't heard yet.
My point in raising this is I don't recall Donald Trump ever calling people fascist. And Joe Biden did yesterday. He was at a fundraiser in Maryland. I don't think they had cameras, but they had somebody in there. And he said, you know, it's not so much Trump. It's those people that follow him. They're semi-fascist. So MAGA Republicans.
Big threat.
MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy.
Jeez.
They refuse to accept the will of the people. They embrace political violence. They don't believe in democracy.
Yeah. What's political violence?
Let's go through that list one more time.
Yeah, can we?
Can we? Just one at a time. Play that again.
Political violence. What is,
all right, here we go.
MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy.
Okay, so stop this a second. A threat to our very democracy. They love to throw this one out. What could fairly be called a threat to our democracy in what conservatives who make up the majority of the quote-unquote MAGA movement, espouse. Might it be, I guess the biggest stretch they could come is that they, you know, have questions about the election. Well, that's a constitutional question. That's a constitutional question to say, can you certify a result when there's all these questions? That's just a debate about the, you know, whether or not the Constitution allows that. Isn't that threatening democracy?
Nope.
Was it threatening democracy when Hillary Clinton said the election was rigged?
They all said it. They all said back in the day that they all said the machines were the worst thing ever, and now they're all loving them. That go down the list of the hypocrisy of these people.
All right, so next
one. Unbelievable.
What else besides threatening democracy do we do?
All right, here we go.
They refuse to accept the will of the people.
Hmm.
What does that mean? I would argue
which
that
people? Which people?
That Donald Trump, more than any president in recent memory, listened to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Made a set of promises as candidate and went out there and delivered it.
Yeah, the will of which people, sir? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
All the will of your bureaucrats.
The same thing,
yeah,
right.
The will of the swamp. Is that what you're talking about? Which people?
What else do we do?
All right.
They embrace political violence.
Come on.
What embrace is that? We embrace it twice.
What is political violence? I'm with you, Todd. What is it?
Yeah. I mean, what exactly is that?
And embrace it. You know, it's just like, so this.
Would that be like the guy that shot up the congressional baseball game because he, some Bernie Sanders supporter? Oh. Would that be political violence?
Oh, all right, all right.
Would political
right.
violence be taking over part of Seattle and claiming it you're the, whatever, you've got your own little autonomous zone?
Minneapolis.
We go down the list, yeah. Burning precincts down, is that?
Maybe he's trying to ride the January 6th pony here to beat it to death.
Of course he is.
Right. You know.
There it is.
Right.
And it's abortion, too, the other thing.
Well, that was the rights of people.
Terrible MAGA people.
Yeah.
And
they don't believe in democracy.
Oh,
they
right,
just
right.
Don't believe in.
Yeah,
them.
We.
No, it's
clearly
a representative republic. It's not a democracy in the first place.
Well, there's that. So basically, MAGA bad, America bad, America first bad, we good.
And semi-fascist. He went on to say, and not Donald Trump. You people, you're fascist. You're for killing people. You're for oppression. Stephen Miller, who's one of the great orators of the Trump era, he used to work, ironically, for the senator from Alabama, who was FBI director for a time. His name escapes me right now. You know who I'm talking about? Doesn't matter.
No, I can't.
Went on to work for Donald Trump. And here's what he had to say about this label from the hater, Joe Biden.
If you want to know what the fascist party is in America, it's Joe Biden's Democratic Party. What is fascism? Raiding the home of your political opponent for purely political reasons? Shutting down people's lives and businesses? Kicking people out of school because they won't get your vaccine? Leaving people at the mercy of violent criminals while weaponizing justice against your political opposition? Those are fascist actions. You know what else is fascist? Forgiving student loan debt illegally, going around Congress with no constitutional authority instead of asking for a law. All of those activities are fascist. And Republicans should point out that we are now the Freedom Party. They are now the party of tyranny and repression.
Bingo.
I know you are, but what am I? That's the game we're playing here, for crying out loud.
Right.
Mark and Hazen, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning. Say, are you or your company in any way associated with WDAY-TV?
No, we have WDAY Radio, which is separate from WDAY-TV now. But we have an arrangement with Forum Communications, who owns WDAY-TV, but they're separate entities.
Well, the reason I ask is I was channel surfing on Saturday last week, Saturday evening, and I just happened to catch the local WDAY newscast. And they were talking about the immigration busing from Texas to New York. And I don't know who this newscaster was, but he said the immigrants that were rejected by Texas were welcomed with open arms in New York. It was just sickening.
Sounds to me like an editorial comment. It doesn't belong in a newscast.
Well, that's exactly what it was. It wasn't just reporting the news. They had to get that little blurb in there.
Texas isn't rejecting that. Texas is full. They're full.
Right.
They don't have any more room.
Texas wants law and order.
Texas wants
the fascist, I guess.
They need to put a little light on this for the people that are doing it.
Yeah, if the Mexican border were at New York, they'd have had that shut down years ago.
Exactly. Hey, I got another comment on the property tax issue you guys were talking about yesterday. I'm not in favor of property taxes either, but those people that want to get rid of it, be careful what you wish for. Because all you're doing then is sending your money to the state and hoping that they send it back to you, because property taxes are local.
That's the biggest challenge, obviously, on the mechanism to do that. And in the past, when they've had huge buy downs, it's made a difference, but it didn't really restrain spending at the local level either. So that's an issue. But you're right, schools, cities, counties, then they would have to go hand in hand to the state and say, hey, help a brother out. So interesting point, Mark. Although I don't think that's the reason you give up on property tax reform, that's for sure. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Catchin' Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Catchin' Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It is here, my friends, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna. Just when I say that, you should relax. Single purpose to this sauna, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments. And what it does is detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Same with your consult on hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Free. initial consult. So you can feel great, look great, be great. Why wait? It's here now. It's Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Here's the number, 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930. Online at SwansonHyperbarics.com. So my point in raising this tough guy talk from Joe Biden last night is this tough guy talk is over-the-top rhetoric about, you know, we thwart the will of the people and we embrace political violence and we're fascist.
I've honestly never heard that term before, political violence, but I guess we kind of defined it.
Listen, I mean, first thing he says,
MAGA Republicans don't.
He keeps saying it over and over again.
Yeah.
So he wants to absolutely tag, you know, those MAGA Republicans.
Which is not with that orange man mad. Joe Biden said this is the reason he ran for president, remember, because those MAGA Republicans were at that, you know, made up some story about Virginia and you know, the pitchforks and the lion lanterns and the, you know. This is his rhetoric.
What about labels and names and labels and names?
My point is, if Donald Trump had given the same speech, you know, it would be DEFCON 5 in most of the media because of his mean rhetoric and over the top and everything. How is this any different? I mean, I don't think Joe Biden wrote one word of this.
No, of course not.
Of course not.
No.
Reading it from a teleprompter. Yeah.
Stephen Miller had one more great point.
Can you imagine getting democracy lectures from the lockdown party? Democracy lectures from the people that stole the childhood of millions of students and wouldn't even let them go to school and is still not letting them go to school? Democracy lectures from a president who is illegally violating the law every day by keeping our border open despite decades of laws passed by Congress saying that the border has to be secure and illegal immigrants deported? This is a man who has contempt for democracy, contempt for Congress, and contempt for the American people.
Stephen Miller nailed it.
Nailed it.
Listener says the name calling of conservatives by Joe and liberals is very pathetic and childish. Whatever happened to the promise to unite?
All right.
And how about the transparency promise?
Question of the day.
How's that working out on Hunter's laptop and raids at Mar-a-Lago?
Just empty promises is all they are.
Yeah, this is a good look.
Every time. Every cycle.
Listener says it's sad. People actually think he's doing great. Well, find me one. Who thinks he's doing great? A thin slice of kind of folks that just, you know, there's no swaying them. They're dyed in the wool. I mean,
they listen to him in the morning. They go ride their unicorns in the afternoon. I mean, you know, it's like
his numbers do not suggest that a large majority of people think he's doing great. That's my point. Deanna in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Deanna.
Hey, it's Dina. Maybe I want to be Deanna though, but it's Dina Shaw. I just thought I'd call WDAY, and I was just curious. I don't even watch them because I usually listen to Dakota Fox on the west side of the state. And I got a little chippy after he said something, and I just stated I was told that, you know, could you look into that and find out if that's true? Maybe there should be a retraction. Maybe you should say something because people that don't know are going to believe that. And he hung up on me.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah, he hung up.
Who were you talking to?
I just said that Abbott is sending... I just talked to the newsroom. I just called the newsroom. And again, I get upset. Just, my mind just cannot wrap around how you could say that Biden is sending the undesirables or whatever word you want to use. He's sending the broken, the hurting, and as well as who knows what else. Fentanyl dealers, drug dealers, child sex traffickers, who knows. But he is sending people that are looking for a better life. The fact that he implied that he's only sending the undesirables or whatever word you want.
Rejected. Texas is rejecting
rejected.
Them.
Okay, I couldn't remember. Yeah, I should have listened to it again, but I couldn't. So I just, and like I said, he goes, well, I don't know anything about that, and slammed the phone. And I wanted to say, well, I think you guys should probably look into that and maybe retract that because you're not an editorial. You're supposed to be a newscast. And the last thing I'll say is I'm from Michigan, and thank you, Lord, for moving me to rural North Dakota during all this craziness. And my nephew was with my son. So thank God my sons were born and raised in Michigan. But we're MAGA. I'm not even sure if I'm MAGA, but I'm certainly conservative. And I'm not a threat to democracy, I'll tell you that.
No, you don't sound like one.
And my nephew my sons, of course, and the one of my sons likes Matt Walsh a lot. I don't know if you can say that, but I almost think he needs to turn it off because he's, you know, he watches it a lot. So they, but they both have the same values I do, and they try to talk to their cousin, and their cousin just says, "Oh, Trump's a racist." They don't even, you can't even say why. Won't even listen. Just, and my sons try to talk to him, and they're just so like brainwashed. And then of course my nephew thinks my sons are brainwashed, and so does my mother-in-law. But
well, then let's have. I would say then stay for a conversation. That's the thing with they want to walk away or say, "You don't know what you're talking about," or "Trump's a racist," and they leave. No, come back here. Prove your point.
Yeah, Andrew, yeah.
We're not going to get mad. We can't get angry. Yep.
Yep. The jungle, we called it the jungle in 94. And I said, okay, show me a time. You know, you're right. Everybody has skeletons in their closet. They all are. They all have stuff that they've said that they shouldn't have said. But the fact that all you got to do is say is that Trump's a racist, and then you won't talk. And then my son says, well, he said this, he said this, and he said, black kids are just as smart as smart kids. Or I can't think. I'm repeating something that he said. But
that's Biden, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. Yes, I'm saying. He
yeah, there's if we're talking about political gaffes and really stupid statements, Joe Biden is like the Super Bowl champion. Yeah, there's no.
Yeah.
It's not even close. But here's what worries me, Dina. You know, to the point of Trump's a racist. You know, the conversation with your son and people walking away. Not even politically. Charged topics like, you know, a president you like or you don't like. Where's critical thinking? Where is just, you know, basic, simple, critical thinking skills? This is where our education system has really let us down. Because, you know, I mean, it's just easier to knee-jerk say, I saw it on TikTok, he's a racist, it's end of conversation.
Yeah.
Rather than actually have a discussion.
Bingo. You know?
Yeah.
They won't have one because there's no meat on that bone.
Let me share something with that happened with you in Michigan. So my sons went to a pretty conservative school district. Actually, the ACLU, the J, that I can't think. Secchio, I think he even helped us. And I'm maybe not saying exactly right, but we had some issues with non-gender bathrooms and gender issues, and our school jumped right on it. I'm not going to say the school, but our school jumped on it. Our school wasn't going to let boys go into girls' bathrooms. So we are a pretty conservative school system. And my sons were in juniors when they decided to go there. And my son's economic class, a teacher, I went there at the beginning, this first year at the school, and she says, we're going to show the kids the Frack Nation or whichever one that Matt Damon did. And, of course, I just gotten off a plane from rural North Dakota, Frack Nation, you know, in a positive way, you know. And my son said, don't you dare talk to her after. And of course I'm going to talk to her after. fill your kids' heads with all this junk.
What'd she say? What'd the teacher say? How'd she defend it?
I bought the other video. I'm getting them confused. There's Frack Nations and whatever the other one was done. Like
Gasland, I think, is the other one. You're going to have to finish this story on the other side of the break, Dina. We're up against the clock.
I got to hear this, though. I want to hear this. Yeah.
I want to hear what the teacher had to say here. More after this.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt on Thursday ordered a redacted version of the Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit to be released by noon today. The unprecedented raid on Trump's home is accusing the FBI of weaponizing the department against Biden's rivals. President Biden, with a recession, open borders, an economy in crisis, cost of living exponentially increased, and deadly foreign policies, says the problem with America is Trump supporters at a rally at Richard Montgomery High School in Maryland on Thursday.
The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy.
They embrace political violence. They don't believe in democracy.
After decades of hate and deadly history, President Emmanuel Macron said France and Algeria should look to the future as he begins a three-day visit to the former colony. USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's what's for lunch today at Cafe USA, PetroServe USA at the MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Meatballs in Euland, mac and beef at 45th. Lasagna with garlic toast in Glendon. Pulled pork, 12th and I-29. Harwood pulled pork today, too. So you got those choices along I-29, the exits. Fried chicken or mac and beef at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, lowest price fuel around, what's not to love?
Got to put a shout-out for the broasted chicken. Did a two-piece dark lunch yesterday, dark meat. That was fabulous.
Way good?
Oh, yeah. Glenn, they broasted chicken. I mean, it's...
Oh, my gosh.
It's every day, too.
And at all the PetroServe USA stores today, personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread. $5.99. This is What's on Your Mind Friday edition. I'm Scott Hanna. Todd Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn. Dina in Williston is telling us a story about an interaction with a child's teacher related to showing politically charged rhetoric. And so I think Gasland was the movie where they, you know, it was financed, by the way, by Gazprom, Russian, rhetoric is what it was. And they were lighting the water on fire and saying, this is what happens when you frack, and, you know, ridiculous. So there was a counter to that movie. So you approach the teacher and say what, Dina?
Okay, so... I just pulled her aside at the end or waited until everyone left the room and said, you know, I understand. I'm a teacher, too, I'll be honest. I taught sixth grade, so I understand how you show kids things. You know, they're going to remember it, especially that methane gas in Pennsylvania where they do light it on fire. And, of course, that has nothing to do with fracking. That has to do with the methane that's in the reservoir, you know. But tell the kids all you want, and they'll believe you. So she said, oh, no, we're not going to show that. I said, well, I gave her a copy of it. I just said, just here, take this. She says, well, I won't show it. I said, just take this, please, and leave it. Watch it yourself and educate yourself. I wasn't snarky like I sound like I am right now. But she said, no, the kids are going to research that. They're going to research it. I said, well, then have them research the fact that why the water turns on has nothing to do with fracking. It's been water has been setting on fire in that area of the country because methane is being released when the water comes through the pipes. And I'm not a scientist, but I know it has something to do with that. It's been going on forever. And so I sat down with my sons later and said, you know, you're going to hear all this. And he made light of it. He says, Mom, the kids don't care. They really don't care. I said, yeah, but there's going to be three or four activists probably on both sides of this that are going to come out of that. They are going to be, you know, radicalized. And I don't ever know even what happened. He said, Mom, she never showed that other video. We did look into the other side, but she did show the video that was the left spin, and she didn't show, and there's probably some right spin in the other one. But, you know, I asked my sons, I said, how come, you know, one of them went to college, he only went to community college, and hey, guess what? I worked. We spent about $17,000 to send my kid to community college because we didn't live in the county that the state was, the college was in. And he worked 35 hours a week delivering pizza, and I had my job working out here, actually, flying back and forth to help pay for my kids' education. And he went away with only associate's degree with no debt. And now I got to pay
for my nieces who got a $150,000 Western Michigan University, and she's been radicalized. And I don't know if she even owes any money. She might not. But the fact that we have to, my son has to pay between $300 and $600, and his wife has to pay between $300 and $600 when he delivered pizza and had the 5-year plan because he couldn't afford to go to school full time. Or that's not even, he couldn't afford. He says, I'm going to take care of myself, Mom. I'll pay my books and I'll pay for gas if you.
You raised a good one there, Dina.
Millions of stories like that that make us all go, what is going on here?
No kidding. Dean, appreciate the
really
call
good
very
stuff.
Much. Call again. Really enjoyed that conversation. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment is here today on the program. Center of the American Experiment is a think tank, and a lot more than a think tank, actually. They're a do tank, and they crank out a lot of great advocacy and education, and we appreciate these conversations very much. Weekly on What's on Your Mind. John, welcome back. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. Great to be with you.
Just got a little bit of breaking news here that the Fed must continue raising rates and hold them at a higher level until it's confident inflation is under control, said Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chair, today at an event in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Does that surprise you?
Well, no, it doesn't at all, Scott. I mean, I don't know whether it works or not, to tell you the truth, but this is the conventional wisdom. What are you going to do if you have runaway inflation like we do right now? Well, you know, the Fed will raise interest rates. And does that actually solve the inflation problem? I don't know, Scott. I'm not sure anybody knows. But let's go back to the source. Why do we have this inflation problem? There's, you know, Milton Friedman was right about this. There's only one thing that can cause inflation, and that is bad monetary policy. And when the federal government borrows from the Fed, which is to say prints, that's all that means. When you borrow from the Fed, trillions of dollars, and they pump it out into the economy, and it doesn't represent any wealth. It doesn't represent any incremental growth. It's just money that's been printed and shoved out. And we did that to the tune of trillions of dollars, and the inevitable consequence of that was the rampant inflation that we are seeing right now. And the inevitable consequence of the rampant inflation is the Fed significantly increasing interest rates to try to put a brake on the economy and on economic growth. We are all paying the price in many ways for the terrible, terrible fiscal and monetary policies that the Democrats in Washington, D.C. have foisted on us.
And, of course, it's been bad enough coming from Congress and the administration together, but this week we got a doozy by the stroke of a pen, $300 to $900 billion expected cost for the student loan forgiveness program. More money printed. And more inflation coming.
Nobody knows how much this is going to cost because they're changing policies going forward, too. A lot of people are not tuned into that. And so a lot of borrowers out there are going to say, you know, if I borrow a lot of money and then I don't earn much money, I'll never have to pay this back. Hans Bader, for example, who's a commentator, a lawyer, served in the Trump Department of Education, has calculated, he thinks it may be a $1 trillion giveaway to people who take out loans and find it inconvenient, if not impossible, to pay them back. And it's so unfair. I heard the caller that was on, you know, just a few minutes ago, Scott. I think she speaks for the large majority. I mean, it is so unfair to force people who didn't take out loans, who got by without taking out at least major loans, or who took out loans and then paid them back, or who never went to college. You know, the plumber subsidizes the gender studies major. I understand why they're doing it, because the plumber is not a Democrat and the gender studies major is a Democrat, and they're trying to throw money at their base. That's what's going on here, Scott, to try to gin up enthusiasm for the midterm elections. But it is so, so unfair.
Is that going to work? I just think politically they've stepped in a mess here, because that plumber and a lot of other folks who say, wait a minute, this is a benefit to you, or people who paid off their student loans, to me they're pandering to a crowd that they already have, and maybe it's to get them more fired up than they already are, but I don't know if that's possible. Meanwhile, they take off a whole host of people, don't they?
They do, Scott, but I think everything that the Democrats are doing is intended to fire up their base, to drive turnout in their base so that the midterm elections are not a complete wipeout. You're in Minnesota. You know, if you turn on the TV set or if you look at ads on the internet put out by the Democrats, you would think that the only issue in our governor election or any other election going on this year in Minnesota is abortion.
Yeah.
Abortion. Abortion isn't an issue at all. And yet it's the only thing that these ads are talking about. Why is that? Abortion's a 50-50 issue. You know, it always has been. But the reason is they're trying to drive hysteria among their base voters to get them to turn out in November. They want them to forget about crime, forget about inflation, and turn out to vote on abortion. I mean, is that going to work? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, Joe Biden at a press, or rather at a political fundraiser yesterday, said that you, John Hinderacher, and those of us that are conservative, we embrace political violence. I guess they forgot what you lived through down in the Twin Cities and the Black Lives Matter riots. It seems to me that that was not conservative-led political violence. That was looting, and you know, so it's a... One listener says here the hypocrisy of this knows no bounds, that they're accusing us of what they are. And then my other favorite, semi-fascist. Did you realize you're a semi-fascist, John?
I saw that, Scott. Well, first of all, I would love to know what political violence I have embraced. I mean, I scratched my head over that one. But I'll tell you what political violence the Democrats have embraced. They embraced the Black Lives Matter riots, in which somewhere between 30 and 40 people were killed, and in which many billions of dollars in destruction were done. Here in Minnesota, as you know, Scott, the Black Lives Matter rioters burned down like 2 miles of Lake Street, along with other areas in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And our governor didn't call out the National Guard for 3 days. He expressed the idea that he had sympathy. He had sympathy with the rioters. And so he didn't act effectively to put down those riots and stop the violence and stop the destruction. I mean, these kinds of charges are just, I think, insane. And yeah, then Joe Biden says, yeah, MAGA people are semi-fascist. I don't know what the heck that's supposed to mean. What we stand for on the right, Scott, as you talk to your listeners about every day, is freedom. You know, we stand for the freedom of the individual, not the power of the state. It's those who stand for the power of the state that you could say are semi-fascist, not the people who are standing up for freedom.
I have less than a minute left, but I do want to talk to you about American Experiment North Dakota, making the case for American energy leadership and talking about the dangers of following Europe's lead on energy. This is a wide-ranging report. Give me your best highlight out of this.
Well, this report was the first one issued by American Experiment North Dakota. There was a press conference on Wednesday of this week in Duluth, Scott, where Congressman Pete Stauber and Congressman Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin were there, along with Isaac Orr and John Phelan of our organization. They're taking this report back to Washington. It's going to be very influential in the Congress. And basically what it says is, let's not follow Europe's example. We need to be energy independent. We have the oil and gas resources. We should be energy independent. We used to be energy independent. And let's do it again.
American Experiment North Dakota, by the way, more details about all of that and their good work at AmericanExperimentND.org, AmericanExperimentND.org. Always enjoy our chats. Busy news day today. John, thanks for taking the time to opine on a few of these top topics.
Great to be with you, Scott.
Jim, the flagpole guy, when we come back, and Senator Kevin Cramer for a full hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Remember, get those questions in early on What's on Your Mind.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
nothing says go bison like NDSU apparel. And right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 3 for $6. Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag, $10.99. Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents. And my favorite, salted nut rolls, 4 for $1. Twizzler strawberry twist, $1.69 too. Any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, 79 cents. All this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Matters USA Studios on What's On Your Mind. Jim the Flagpole Guy in just a moment here. By the way, mark your calendars, North Dakota. September 15th, Candace Owens is coming to the Bismarck Event Center. Thank you, Freedom Matters USA. Candace, of course, one of the most recognized and influential young conservatives in America today.
I feel like Elf in the movie when Santa's coming. Yeah, it's
Santa!
I don't know her. I don't, but I want to see her.
Powerful message for North Dakota. You're not going to want to miss this. FreedomMattersUSA.com has all the details. Tickets start at $20. Preferred seating at $50. There's VIP passes available. And the sponsorship opportunities all at FreedomMattersUSA.com. FreedomMattersUSA.com. Candace Owens. Thursday, September 15th, and there's a limited amount of seats, so I would get yours while they last. Don't delay, okay? It's a good idea. Hey, Michael Lindell wanted me to tell you 66% off everything. That's right, up to 66% off everything right now at MyPillow.com. How about last weekend? 36 hours over 48 hours of incredible information and efforts underway to make sure we actually have credible elections. I don't know why everybody wouldn't want this. Left, right, independent, Republican, Democrat, I don't care. Trust the elections. Make sure the states are doing things right. Make sure the counties are doing things right. You know, are the machines legit? Are they not? I mean, all this work that Mike has done over these last 2 years has been pretty incredible. So a good opportunity for you to say thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Walmart may cancel you. I'm not going to. Your bank might cancel you. I'm not going to. I'll buy one of those pillows at, by the way, the Walmart rate, $19.98. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-228-0550. Jim the Flagpole guy is here, also known as a fascist to Joe Biden. You fascist, you? You embrace your political violence, you? What do you think of your new label from Uncle Joe?
Well, to Joe Biden, I think your forefathers would be ashamed of you. You sold yourself out to the devil, and you always took the easy and malfeasant role. And hundreds and thousands of us are getting better. You know, Scott, change is never good. At first, when the first change happens in our life, we're like, oh, I don't need this right now. But, you know, just recently, you know, I lost my place to operate, you know, there. And as I first thought, oh, geez, what horrible timing and everything. But, you know, capitalism, you know, must prevail. And my landlord, a good friend, Corey, his business is expanding, and he needs the space that he worked for, right? And and he has plans to grow and prosper. So then I just let love happen, and we've moved to Mandan. And, you know, everything is better. You know, Bismarck and Mandan, lots of support there, and people are just happy that we're there. And then this morning I was thinking, as I was reaching beyond my own understanding, I realized that, you know, change will either make us bitter or better. And if we allow change to, you know, make us better, then we will really have the blessing of, you know, the Creator. Now, America is changing, and as, you know, the guy that's in the White House right now wants to further influence us to what many feel is a negative, it's going to give us the opportunity to be better. So as they get worse, we're all getting better, and it's going to counterbalance. And there's more of us than there are of them. To all that are out there working hard and making change happen and doing what they can do, if you keep doing the next right thing for the next right reason, then you will find success. Perseverance. The only thing we can't do is quit. We can't let them get us down. And as they get worse, we're getting better. And in the end, we're all going to be okay. I'm just so proud of the people that I install flagpoles for and their families. You know, I was at Fort Yates this week, and we installed flagpoles for the Standing Rock Tribe. And there's a couple of maintenance men there, you know, Jeremy and Davey. And, you know, I asked them about, you know, all the hubbub that went down there. And, you know, and I said, did you agree with it? And they said, no, we didn't really fully agree with what happened there. And there was a lot of outside influences. And, you know, a lot of people quit kind of coming there because they didn't agree with, you know, what they thought the Standing Rock Tribe was doing. But most of them weren't really in agreement with what happened there. And some of the smaller guys, they're suffering, you know, due to that. And I just wanted to say thank you to the Standing Rock Tribe for installing 3 flagpoles, 2 with their nation's, you know, symbol, and 1 of the American. And we just had a really great time yesterday. We had our own little ceremony. We played some native call music, and then Jamie Johnson, America, is the most beautiful rendition in my mind.
I love
America
it.
America will continue. America will continue. They get worse, we get better.
Scott, great
inspiration. We love this flag family. And just
great, great inspirational message. Call them at 571-FLAG. Fly that flag, 571-FLAG. Thanks, Jim.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.